This month, when they revealed, albeit falsely, that Amazon, the world's biggest online marketplace, would start to accept Bitcoin by the end of the year, a yet unnamed Amazon insider sent Amazon sellers, independent e-commerceurs, the markets, and rumor mills all around the world into overdrive. Following a story in London's City AM newspaper, the world-famous cryptocurrency's share price rose as much as 14.5% in just hours. Seemingly, the intrigue was sparked by something as simple as a recruitment advert. Earlier the same week, Amazon had advertised for a digital currency and blockchain product lead. While over the course of the next 24 hours, share price gains slipped backwards, and by the next day, Amazon had squashed the rumor altogether. It still leaves genuine questions in the minds of online sellers as to just what the future holds for cryptocurrency and online retail. Amazon to accept Bitcoin? There's more chance of Jeff Bezos landing on the moon. I'm Gareth Martin, and this is How to Be an E-Commerceer. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the E-Commerceer podcast. I'm joined in the studio today by Grant Fraser, Global Head of E-Commerce at TradeBridge. I asked Grant for his hot take on the story that had caused so much consternation and just what it all meant.
I think everybody's noticed that Bezos has been working out over the past 12 to 18 months. And I think this is an example of him flexing his cryptocurrency muscles, given that he's been flexing his marketplace muscles long enough.
So then a simple demonstration of power by Jeff Bezos. I wanted to ask Grant what the implications were for the e-commerceer.
The potential for cryptocurrencies to be accepted as a valid form of payment on the Amazon marketplace suggests that, you know, further change is inevitable. How does that apply to e-commerceers? To recognize that change happens, right? They need to have their finger on the pulse and be in a position to have first mover advantage for any change that might impact their business. They've got to be ready to adapt and react, flex their own financial muscle in order to make those changes.
So simply put, be prepared. I spoke to Grant about just how integral it was for the e-commerceer to be able to flex and adapt to changes in the market. I asked him if these skills demonstrated the very nature of being a good e-commerceer in the first place.
Absolutely. Each of these businesses are entrepreneurs in their own right, and that entrepreneurial journey doesn't stop. You've got to continue to be adaptable and flexible and entrepreneurial to keep your business running, keep growing, keep capturing market share and developing new products.
So if the Amazon Bitcoin story serves as a timely reminder for e-commerceers simply to stay alert, to stay on trend and to keep innovating, I asked Grant if the e-commerceers should start preparing for cryptocurrency now, and if this spelled even further doom for the high street.
We'll see. I think that if the high street doesn't learn its lesson now, then I'm not sure it ever will. There's always going to be a place for people to shop as they're walking home from work. I think there's got to be a place for that. But if you're an e-commerce retailer, I'm not sure I would advocate speculating on the price of Bitcoin or Ethereum, but I'd certainly be keeping an eye on how it's performing.
To seize the moment to grow your e-commerce business, or for more insight and analysis in the world of online retail, visit www.woodsfordtradebridge.com/e-commerce funding. You can download the e-commerceer podcast from Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. With special thanks to Grant Fraser and the team at TradeBridge, join us again next time for more stories affecting the world of online retail. I'm Gareth Martin. Thank you for listening.